The boy's head in this sculpture is about the size of an adult's head, larger than that of a child. The sculpture rests on a rough, gray-stained wooden base with a brass plate engraved with the artist's first initial and last name, W. Artis, for William Artis. In the museum, the sculpture and base are installed along a horizontal axis at a height that, for standing viewers who are 5'6" or taller, creates a relationship that mimics that between a standing adult and a standing child. The boy's expression is calm, which calls attention to the striking symmetry with which artists modeled his gracefully curving facial features. Upon closer inspection, there may be a slight tilt of the head or turn of the neck to the boy's right, or left. Although the light gray ceramic material is hard and its surface is rough, artists created the illusion that the cheeks, lips, eyelids, and ears are fleshy and soft. The front of the sculpture is the most finished side, but there are areas of the sides of the sculpture that appear finished as well, such as the cartilage of the ears. And the contours of the head and neck on the sculpture's backside are nuanced and realistic. Other surfaces on the back and side and the top of the head, however, are irregular and appear almost as though the artist left them unfinished. There are some smooth areas, some tool marks, and some places that look like little pieces of clay were pressed into the head and not quite fully worked into its surface. But in other places, these added pieces of clay read like locks of hair in a close-cropped haircut. Along the hairline on the boy's face, there are horizontal and vertical tool marks. His eyebrows are delineated with sharp, arced incisions. There are linear, feathery marks on the neck behind the boy's left ear that resemble the kind of marks that might have been transferred to the sculpture if it were wrapped in some kind of protective fabric to transport it when it was still wet. This is a monochrome sculpture in a pale gray color that is different from both the white marble often used in portrait sculptures and the varied colors of a living boy's head. The play of light on its irregular surface and the reflections and refractions the plexiglass case creates make the pale gray color of the low-fired clay seem warmer and purplish in some places, like the brow and the back of the neck. The texture on the painted wood of the base harmonizes with the colors and textures in the clay.